We're learning tonight the Shuvot Yechavedat, Chela Gimel, Siman, Pei. A question that comes up every so often, you are checking the mezuzot in your home, you want to get them checked every so often, you never got them checked, you did get them checked, something happened, you want to get them checked, and you put up new mezuzot. When you're done, you put up a mezuzah. Do you need to say a bracha or not on the mezuzah when you put it up a second time? Shulchan Aruch does not address this question. Shulchan Aruch does not address this question explicitly. When you put the mezuzah back, does it require a bracha? So the question is, okay, so we have to compare it to other things that you take off and put back on. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch beginning, Siman Chet, in Aruch Chaim, talks about if you take off your talit and you put it back on, you need to say a bracha. You take off your talit, I don't care what you're planning on doing, you take off the talit, when you put it back on, you need a bracha. Now we don't do that, but that's not what Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, you take off your talit, irrelevant why. You don't say, you have to say another bracha when you put it on. You put on the bracha, put on the talit again, you need to say a bracha. New mitzvah. The Rama comments that, im haya b'da'ato lachzor litatef bo, eino mevarech. So I'm going to the bathroom. I'm in the middle of tefillah. Take my talit off, go to the bathroom. I'm planning on putting it back on. Sorry, I have to ask you to... Go on, thank you. I'm planning on putting it back on. So the Rama says, if you're planning on putting it back on, then you don't make another bracha. My kids do this every so often. They think tefillah's over. They take their talit off, they think tefillah's over. Like, oh, there's another section. They put it back. So then they have to make another bracha. Right? Even according to the Rama, they thought it was over. They started taking off the talit to fold it. Like, they didn't plan on putting it back on. They thought it was over. The Rama says, if you think it's over, then you have to make a new bracha. But if you don't think it's over, you just took it off, and you're planning on putting it back on, you do not make a second bracha. Now, okay, so what should we do? There's a machlok, a Shulchan Aruch in the Rama. Svaradim, we always follow the Shulchan Aruch. However, here we don't. All the Achronim say like the Rama, and the Chida was talking about this. He said, the Chida was asked this question, shouldn't we follow the Shulchan Aruch? We do not. Why? Because... Meaning, if you say a bracha and you don't need to, it's a bracha levatala, so it's better not to say the bracha. Now, he doesn't deal with it here, but one of the big challenges is, yeah, when do we usually, Rav Adi Yosef is usually the one, we follow Shulchan Aruch, I don't care, people disagree, we follow everything he says. And here he's like, when it comes to a bracha, we don't. Okay, so what about the mezuzot? Well, you're taking it off to put it back on. One second. You're taking it off to put it back on, right? Yeah, I know. Let me just say the question. I'm guessing your responses. I'll take them in a moment. You're taking the mezuzot off to put them back on. Just like the talit. You're taking it off to put it back on. You should not say a bracha. Correct.
And yet he still says...
Correct, but we are... Correct, okay.
So how can we overthink that?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Oh, no, so I thought you were going to say something else. You're saying, well, talit, no, I need to go to the bathroom. Meaning I need to go into the bathroom in the middle of tefillah.
But I'm looking at it on a day-to-day basis where you're supposed to put the every day.
Okay.
But you're not supposed to...
It's not supposed to come down.
It's supposed to be there permanently.
So I should make a bracha or not make a bracha?
No.
So that we say you should not make a bracha. Just like I tell you, you should not make a bracha.
Yeah, but if you check the mezuzah and the same mezuzah comes back for a different mezuzah.
Right, so Elias one day says, oh, there's a big difference. Let's say I'm going to the bathroom. I take off my talit, I plan on putting the same talit back on. Meaning I took it off, I left it right out there, I went and come out, I put it back on. The mezuzah I took off, I got to check. I have no idea if that mezuzah is coming back or not. It's very different. I don't know if that mezuzah is going to come back. The whole point of getting it checked to see if it's good. Maybe it's a different mezuzah. Maybe it's the same mezuzah. What if you get a new mezuzah? What if they check it? It's pasul.
What if
you
tell you it's pasul?
Okay, but meaning that's not why you took it off. Here I took it off for the purpose of I really don't know if it's coming back. You're not really worried about your talit, meaning you're not worried that the talit is going to become pasul. The whole point of taking it off. Correct. No, but the meaning when I take the mezuzah off, what's my anticipation? So Dr. Sakadu is saying, no, my anticipation is, I'll see halakha. Where halakha is Jews, there's a chazakah, it's kosher, I anticipate putting it back. If it turns out it's not, what do you want from me? So is that enough? to distinguish.
By that logic, if I was just painting the wall, and I took it off, I'm not going to check it, I'm just going to paint it, put it back, then everyone would say I don't know.
That might be, yeah, correct. Maybe if you're taking, according to that logic, if you're taking it off just the paint and put it with the same one right back on, according to that logic, it would not. Here, the difference is when you take it off, you don't know if it's going to go back on. So the Maharam Shik says, yeah, that's an important difference. That's an important difference. And the Aruch HaShulchan says also, so there's a disagreement, sorry, that if you that when you take it off, that's a difference. When you take it off, you don't know if the same one's going to go back on, then you should not. Now, there's a Shubat Admat Kodesh, and he writes, he says, well, it should be the same idea. He says, but it's Bracha Levatala, even though the Bracha, even though it exists, he's Mitztapek. He's like, to make another Bracha, I don't think he should make another Bracha. He says, but, and he doesn't tell you who it is. He says, he doesn't tell you who it is, but V'chein ra'iti ka'et l'chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh. Many people, gedolim, shayin nohagim la'alakha l'ma'aseh l'varech. Sorry, shayagam tzul b'din talit nohagim l'chushet v'arach v'adim shalom l'varech, v'mezuzah they would mevarech. By the talit, they would say like the Rama, but when it came to mezuzah, not. Okay, but chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh, who are these people? So he calls Rabbi Gedalia Chiyun. Rabbi Gedalia Chiyun was the one of the miyasdim of Yeshivat Beit El in Yerushalayim. The Yeshivat Kuvalim Beit El in Yerushalayim, where eventually the Rashash became the Rosh Yeshiva. They say the Rashash married his daughter. I don't know the history. But he was the one who founded the Yeshivat Mekubalim Beit El in Yerushalayim. That he did it. He made a bracha when he took down those mezuzos. And Rav Avadia Yosef says, okay. He says, if that's the minhag, that's what we're going to do. He says, yeah, by the talit, we're going to follow this Rama. But there's enough room to distinguish. And he says, like, Arla Lachash, Yisrael Rosh, Avim Nisad Mezuzah Kshira. Umachzira Miyad, Tzarek Levarech, Asher Gadisham Mezuzah Mezuzah, Likvah Mezuzah, Vishem Umalchut. Even if you return the same mezuzah, you make a bracha. And certainly if it's pasul, you make a bracha as well. Oh, so that's a different... So let me get to that one moment. I'll get to that in one second. He does not address Dr. Levinson's question either. What if he's just removing the mezuzah to paint and put it back? That he does not say. If sure, that there's room to be distinguished, because when you took it off, you know it's going right back on. That's different. What about the talit? I took off my talit, and I want to take your talit. And I put on you, but I didn't have it. When I made the bracha originally, at the beginning of tefillah, at the beginning of shacharit, I assumed I'll wear my talit the whole time. If I then want to put on a different talit, it might require another bracha, because I didn't have that in mind at all. So sometimes this happens. You know, you go to the bathroom, you put your talit, and then someone walks away with it. So then you have to make a second bracha also. That would be the same. That would be like you found a new mezuzah. Meaning...
I'm talking about talit, it's not money. It's shoe talit.
So yeah, no, but let's...
All of them have the same status.
Oh, so the question is like this. Shiloh, did you put on your talit at the beginning or you put on the shul's talit at the beginning?
All shul.
So that's a different question. So I think yesh l'chalek, maybe, let's say I put on my talit in the morning and then it disappears. And now I want to put on the shul, someone else's talit or a shul talit. That's one question. Or as opposed to I put on a shul talit in the morning, I put on a shul talit after, I still think that yesh l'chalek. Because what I do when I put on a shul talit, it's not like I stand in front of a pile of talitos and I say a bracha and I stick my hand in and I take one out. No, I take one out, I hold it. This is the talit that I'm making a bracha on. It's a shul talit, but this is the talit. You should not make a bracha, okay? But I'm happy to look into it a little bit more and Bezrat Hashem to get back to you on this.